Part 7, How to Use Your Action Signals. You and you alone are the source of all your emotions. At any moment, you can create or change any of them. So if that's true, why don't we? For most of us, feeling bad seems natural, but we have to have a reason to feel good. You see, I want to tell you something. You don't need an excuse to allow yourself to feel good. You can just decide to feel good right now simply because you're alive, simply because you want to. You don't have to wait for anything or anyone to feel good. Just put it in your body. Move like you feel good. Act like you feel good. And very quickly, you will. What's the best way to deal with negative emotions? Well, there are several common ineffective responses. You can either ignore your emotions and act like they're not there. Of course, they don't go away. Or secondly, you can try and suppress them, but they just come out in some other way and sometimes more negatively. Or you can indulge in them and just feel sorry for yourself. But that doesn't make anything better, and it actually sometimes makes it worse. Or you can try and compete with other people by saying, "You think you got it bad? I'll show you how bad it is. I got it even worse." Of course, the most intelligent thing to do with a negative emotion is transform them by dealing effectively with a situation, by looking for solutions and learning from and using your emotion to enhance your life and all those people you have the privilege to touch. Understand that all emotions serve you. Those you once thought of as negative emotions are merely calls to action. For example, if you feel frustrated, by the way, we'll repeat this later on, what it means is that you believe that things could be better and they're not. This is a call to action telling you there's something you must do to make things better right now. This negative emotion, quote unquote, is actually a gift if you use it effectively. From now on, when you think of what you used to call a negative emotion, think of it as a call to action, an action signal. If you ever feel pain in any situation in your life, it's the result of either the way you're looking at things, in other words, your perception or what you're focusing on, or it's the result of what you're doing. In other words, your current approach or your current actions aren't working. We might call these your procedures. Now, if you don't like the way you're feeling, change one of these two things. Either change your focus or perception, or simply change what you're doing, your procedures, and you'll find an immediate change in your emotions. You see, you can change the way you're interacting with your spouse because you're in control. You can change the way you're communicating with your boss, or just change your perception that all these people have to always agree with your point of view. Whenever you feel a painful emotion, there are 5 steps you can take very quickly to learn from and use that emotion as an action signal. Number 1, identify what you're really feeling. 2, acknowledge and appreciate your emotions, knowing that at some level they're supporting you to make a positive change by calling you to action. 3, get curious. Realize that this emotion is offering you a message to change something. Do you need to change your perceptions or maybe your procedures? 4, get confident that you can handle this emotion immediately because you've done it in the past. Remember a time when you successfully handled this emotion and you turned things around? Think about that time and then model what you did and learn from that and use it today and in the future. And finally, step 5, get excited and take action on what you just modeled from your past. In other words, use a strategy that's already worked and enjoy the results. To gain confidence about your ability to handle a negative emotion, simply remember a time when you felt a similar way and realize that you've successfully handled this emotion before. I don't care if it's depression or frustration or overwhelm. We've all had times when we turned it around. Do you remember a time when you felt depressed and turned it around, or you were frustrated, or you were overwhelmed, yet you refocused and you felt centered? Model your own successful actions from the past. What did you do then that worked? Did you change what you were focusing on? Did you ask yourself a better question? Did you interrupt your pattern by changing your physiology, by going for a walk or exercising and returning in a more balanced state? If you begin to feel this emotion again in the future, use the same strategy you used in the past to turn things around today or anytime in your future.